direct links to apps, finding lost storage, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 177, Pushing Information. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the episode. Your host, as always, Headphones Neil. This week's episode is relatively straightforward. I guess not too much going on. One important device news of note, and one sort of notable app release. It's, you may or may not have heard of it, but it is worth covering. At least for me, it has helped me so far already. But that's later in the episode, as you know. So with that, I'll jump right into the headlines. So if you are a Google Plus user like me, then this is for everybody. Google Plus is now showing post view counts. So if you want to get statistics on whatever you're posting to see how many people have looked at it, or I think it has location and all that as well, and track back information, you can now get that information. It should be in the drop down menu for each post. For those of you who like to use Google Street View, it got the temples in Angkor. It's A-N-G-K-O-R, so if you want to navigate that particular region, you can do that as well. And if you use Google Now or Google Search quite a bit, and you want and you have certain apps installed, you know that those apps can be open straight from the results. Well, it got updated with 25 new services, so if you have these other apps installed, you can go jump right into those native apps. So it includes things like 500PS, Goodreads, Huffington Post, Talk Android, TripAdvisor, and many others. I'll have all the names in the show notes so you can check it out. And finally, CyanogenMod Inc. got a new logo to further show off its efforts as far as becoming a entity on itself. So definitely check it out. You can go to their website, cyanogenmod.org. Or check out their Google Plus or Twitter or Facebook pages to check it out. As far as some app news for this week, Coursera released their official app for Android. So if you want to keep track of courses that are available and scheduling and all of that, that is now available. If you use Ardeo or Crackle, they got updated to support Chromecast. So you can send that content to your Chromecast TV. BlackBerry Messenger got updated to version 2.1 to now support larger file transfers and multi-person chat, so a little bit more update there. I still haven't really used it aside apart from its initial release, so I don't know how about if you guys use it or not, but it's still getting updated fairly regularly. For those of you who are own an Xbox One, the Smart Glass beta app is now available, so you can get the latest and greatest features for that if you want to check it out and see what's coming. Chrome Remote Desktop is in closed beta now, so if you want to, I think this is basically a screen sharing tool, like a remote desktop style functionality for Chrome. So we'll probably see that feature coming in the coming months to share your desktop in Chrome. Google Keep got an update this week to now have picture searching. So if you, as long as you tag your pictures, you can basically do a better search and then improve list functionality and keeping items in trash a little bit longer. So if you delete something accidentally, it should be there for a little while longer. Google Play Newsstand got an update this week with a Read Now functionality, so you can get the latest stories from all the various categories, so business news, tech, entertainment, and all of that. Facebook Messenger got an update to now include Wi-Fi calling. So if you still use, or if you use voice Facebook Messenger and want voice calling, you can now do that. Media Monkey is now released for Android. So if you want an all-in-one place for sharing or hosting your content and accessing it via your Android device, you can now do that. And if you use, or if you notice some changes in Google Play, that you're not going crazy, there's now a People tab. So if you want to see what people in your, I believe, contact list and Google Plus circles are installing and reviewing and checking out, you'll now see that. So you can basically get a little bit more social way of finding new apps and content. And finally, if you want an all-in-one media control app for your Chromecast, check out AutoCast. It basically pulls in content availability from everything that you may have on your device to send to your Chromecast and makes it very easy to use. So definitely check it out. But that's all for that. So as far as some device news, the HTC One Mini got Cyanogen Mod, or is getting Cyanogen Mod nightly. So if you want to put the custom ROM on the One Mini, then definitely check it out. So with that, after the short break, I'll jump into the One device review and the app review. So as you're listening to this podcast, or you're listening to how there's all these different media services that are being updated, you might wonder to yourself, well, I'm on the go and I want to listen to my content in as best quality as possible. And you might ask yourself, how can you do that? And that's where our friends at Tweaked Audio come in. They have 7 great styles and 7 great colors for their headphones. So not only do they sound great and they're noise reducing and very durable, but they also look great. So they match whatever style you have. So I have my black Moto X with a black case. So I have got myself some black headphones. They go with my black sunglasses, my black hair. So it's everything is matching and it looks good. But they have, you know, red and green and blue and even wood. So if you have a wooden Moto X, then you can match it that way. Or if you have that light wooden accent at home or in your car, it'll match that way as well. And as I mentioned, they're noise reducing. So as you put them in your ear, you'll hear very little of the outside world and you'll hear more of what you're listening to. And they sound great. So you have good treble, good bass, and your content will just sound really good. And not only that, they offer free shipping, so it won't cost you much extra to get your headphones sent to you. And when you use the promo code GEEK, that's G-E-E-K, you'll get an extra 1/3 off of your order, so you'll save some money while you get some great sounding headphones. That's tweakedaudio.com and the promo code GEEK. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But with that, I'll jump right into the device review for this week. So Amazon had a press announcement this week where they announced the Amazon Fire TV. This is a little box along the lines of a Chromecast, Roku, Apple TV that's going to sit basically attached to your TV and provide you a variety of content. So Amazon Instant Video, Amazon Music, Netflix, Hulu, Pandora, and all of that with a nice little box. It's a very thin device that comes with a quad-core processor, 8 gigs of storage, 2 gigs of RAM, and is running the Fire OS 3.0, which I believe runs on Android 4.0.3, but is compatible basically with up to Android 4.4.2. It has Wi-Fi and an Ethernet port, so however you want to give it internet connection, you can do that. It has it has Bluetooth as well to connect to its remote control. And supports Dolby Digital Audio with 5.1 surround sound support, so you can get great audio as well. And it outputs video via 720p and 1080p with 60 frames per second via the HDMI cable. So it's going to look great, sound great, and all of that. And when you have the remote control, it comes with voice search as well. So if you want to, say, search for Breaking Bad or search for Bates Motel, you can do that. The device itself costs $99, so nothing better or worse than any compatible box, so about the same as an Apple TV and a Roku. The Chromecast is obviously only $35, but this device being a full-on box, is more powerful. So it's something that's worth checking out. So if you like the Amazon atmosphere or want something like this, or at least have a remote with voice search or something, then it may be the box for you. I'm hearing generally positive things about it, so it may be worth getting. Seeing that I do get a lot of content from Amazon, it may be worth it. Especially if you get stuff from Amazon and Netflix, they are both available via the Fire TV, so it is worth the cost, I think. But that is really all for that, so we'll see as time goes on what the overall reviews are, if they remain consistent. And if my only gripe would be that there's only 8 gigabytes of storage. So if you're watching a lot of shows, or if there's a lot of different people watching a lot of different things and you get backlogged, then 8 gigs may not be enough, especially since the game also supports playing, or the device also supports playing games. So we'll see exactly how that works out. Maybe they'll have an expanded device later on with more storage, but this is just the initial release. But with that, that's all I wanted to cover for that, so I'll jump right into the app review for this week. And it's a beta app, but it is, so far it seems relatively stable, and it's called CCleaner. So what this app does is it's just like your Windows counterpart, where it'll scan through your cache, browser history, phone, SMS logs, and all of that, and help you clean up your device to keep it as, or keep the performance running as smoothly as possible and provide you some extra storage space. So once it scans your device for its cache, browser history, phone logs, and SMS logs, or sorry, history, not really logs, I don't think it scans content at the moment. But basically what it does after it does that is allow you to clean up your history. So when you're, let's say you're running low on space and you realize I'm not, you know, saving any music on my device or movies or TV shows or anything like that, where is all my space going? It may be that apps are using a lot of your storage for caching purposes. Well, CCleaner will scan that and help you delete all of that. So I ran it on my device, actually, because on my Moto X, because I was down to like 2 or 3 gigs of storage, and I was like, where is all this space going? I'm not doing anything. I don't have that much music saved. I have no movies and no TV shows saved, so what's going on? I ran it, and it actually helped me save, I think, about 4.5 almost gigs of storage space that was being used just by apps. So I cleaned it up, so now I'm up to 6 to 7 gigs of free space, which I'm more comfortable with. I do have a lot of stuff saved on my device otherwise, but that seemed more reasonable to me than using up, you know, that 4 to 5 gigs that I'm like, I don't know where it goes. But the other thing I noticed is that now that apps have to rebuild the cache of information, everything is running a little bit more smoothly just because it has that available space. It's finding more of the newer content rather than having to look through older content as well. I'll have a link to the Android Realm app review that I put out this week, along with the YouTube preview so you can see some screenshots, and a link to the Google Plus beta community. So if you want to check out the app, you do need to join the community and then become a tester for the app, and then you'll be able to go to Google Play and install it. It seems relatively stable so far, so it may be something that is worth checking out as well. So if you want to give it a shot, or at least see if it'll help you out, then it's worth checking. The app also does provide a way to easily uninstall apps, so if you want it, an app just to help you manage all of your other apps, and it may be for you. And then it also provides other information like battery stats, like its battery percentage, how hot it is, free space versus used space, how much RAM is being used, how much system resources are being used, and that sort of thing as well. So definitely check it out and let me know what you think, or if you have any questions or comments or troubles or anything like that. But that is all for this particular episode, so with that, I'll jump right into the credits. So that is all for this particular episode of the Android Realm Podcast. Nothing really special to note for this week. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. Be sure to subscribe to the Android Realm YouTube channel at youtube.com/theandroidrealm, where you can get all the latest screenshot videos that I post as soon as they're available. I put the relevant information, so a link to the review that I post. If there's a Google Plus beta community, for example, like CCleaner, I'll include that. I may include a Google Play link as well, so that should be available, but if in any case, that the Google Play link will be in the review as well, so either place you'll have quick access to it as well. So just the screenshot, so you can check it out easily, what the app looks like and all of that good stuff. There's a few other ones there as well if you want to check those out as well. But that's really all for that. So if you want to find past episodes of the Android Realm Podcast or other great shows on the Geek.io network of shows, visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.